wonderful. Torah Lamedzet. Wonderful. Ezi Yofi. So, the hardest thing of them all is for me to bring myself inside into those amazing letters. I'm going through so much. And my therapist is not in town, so... ואי אפשר לבוא לבחינת תפילין, a person cannot achieve that aspect of תפילין, אלא שיעלה הדיבור ויתקנהו, just to fix his power of speech. כי הדיבור שהוא רוח פיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, that the power of speech, which is the breath, the spirit of הקדוש ברוך הוא, שהוא בחינת מלכות פה, that is in the aspect of kingship of the mouth, kingship of השם ידברך is in the mouth, like it's written in the זוהר הקדוש פתח אליהו, הוא בחינת ים, it's in the aspect of the sea, שכל הנחלים הולכים לתוכו, that all of the rivers are going into that sea, כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, כל הנחלים הולכים אל הים, all of the rivers are going into the sea. והוא בחינת אדוני, and it's in the aspect of that name of השם יתברך, אדני, that it's written in אלף דלת, כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, אדוני, שפתי תפתח, השם, you open my lips, means השם, you are the one that opened my lips, and not only that, when my lips are open, when I'm praying, power of speech, the dibur, so it's you. Means this is how I can find you. It's like we need to understand. It's like that you have a faucet that is connected to the sea, and when you open it, so it reveals the sea. It reveals the connection that you have to the water. When you talk, you express Hashem, your connection to Hashem, who that you are inside. This is infinity. This is your connection to infinity, to the endless. And as much as you're going to talk, you're just going to reveal the light of Hashem Yitzvarach in the world more and more and more. And if there's a person that prays a lot about Shalom Bayit, so Hashem Yitzvarach can reveal himself in the houses, in Shalom Bayit, in between the families, inside the families. And if a person is talking about Parnassah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reveal himself. The kingship of Hashem Yitzvarach depends in your mouth, how much you pray. As much as you're going to pray, you're going to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a prisoner, Melech Asur Beratim. He cannot reveal himself. If he would reveal himself, so there was no gain, there was nothing from the beginning. We have to bring the redemption, the salvation. It's in our power. We need to put the effort, we need to reveal Hashem, we need to fight for that. This is our hishtadlut, to believe in Him. Inside all of the constrictions, inside all of the narrow places, inside the darkness, to believe in Him, to testify, to admit, to scream, to protest, to say, no, I'm sure that Hashem is here, I'm sure that Hashem is with me, no matter what going on in my life, Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. And when you say that, when you count on Hashem Yitzvarach, then Hashem can reveal Himself. If you're not counting on Him, how is He going to reveal Himself? On what? Food is supplying already. House, you live in a house. Everything you have already. So what do you want to... You need to count on Him on things that you, yourself, don't believe that Hashem is there yet. And then you count on Hashem Yitzvarach some more, and then you're going to find Hashem Yitzvarach some more. But on things that Hashem already supplied, how Hashem can reveal Himself more than what did He do? He already supplied, He already brings. You're healthy, Baruch Hashem, you have your parnasah, you're eating, you're drinking, you're sleeping, you're waking up in the morning. So Hashem is there. The only thing that we lack of is your recognition, hakara, that it's Hashem. But when you're going to say, okay, it was Hashem, this is it. You reveal the kingship of Hashem. I mean, this is why it depends in the power of speech. Because the fact that you woke up in the morning, for sure, Hashem woke you up. Hashem pokeach ivrim. Hashem opened the eyes in the morning. No doubt about it. But no one can understand it, that it's really Hashem. Until what? Until you're going to stand and going to say, thank you Hashem that you woke me up this morning. Then it's the kingship of Hashem. Then it's Hashem Yitzvarach Himself that woke us up. Only when you say, only when you express your heart, your faith, then it's the kingship of Hashem Yitzvarach with you. And when people defect in the power of speech, that it's Hashem Yitzvarach Himself, אז על ידי הפגם, so then by that defect, נעשה מרוח פיו רוח שרה. So from the breath that a person is supposed to have in power in his mouth becomes to be a wind of storm. Means he's talking nonsense, and he's talking lashon hara, and he's full of anger and complaints, and even on Hashem, he's got complaints. He's arguing, no, Hashem is stopping me, Hashem is holding me back, Hashem is not letting me. What are you talking about? It's all imaginations of the person. The person himself is sinning, and he's inventing and twisting his own heart, and then he's angry on Hashem Yisbarach. He just complains on Hashem Yisbarach, but you just don't see things right. You yourself don't see things right. You don't realize how much Hashem Yisbarach is nice and kind and sweet. To understand that, you have to have a good relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. You need to speak with him for hours, and if you think that you can exempt yourself from that, from Yitbodedut, from hours and hours of Yitbodedut, and still to have faith, forget it. You're all medinyan, totally imagination. No way. To be with Hashem Yitbarach, it means to be in touch with Him. To be in touch with Him, it means in tefillah, in prayer. Like we said before, the sea of endless, of endless, of infinity, you have a certain pipe, you have a faucet that is connected to it. And whenever you open it, so then you reveal the light of Hashem Yisbarach. And as much as you're going to talk, you're going to reveal more parts and more parts from infinity. And this is what we explained last week, that when you do it Yitbodedut, the Yitbodedut cannot be the same twice. You cannot do the same 1 hour twice. It will always going to be different. Why? Because Nafshiyas Abed Abiro, my spirit comes out when I'm talking. Every time that you're talking, you take piece of your spirit, of your soul, that it's actually Neshama Elokit, divine spirit, divine soul, that it's actually part of infinity, part of Hashem Yitbarach, Neshama Elokit. My Neshama is part of God. So if you reveal part of your Neshama, you reveal part of infinity. So infinity, for sure, everyone understands that in infinity you don't have two similar things twice. You don't have two things that are the same in endless, in infinity. You took 1 kilogram from the endless, from the infinity. Okay, you put it now here. Now you reach to take another kilo. It's going to be totally different because you're talking about endless. So this is what it goes on when you open up yourself in the Yitbodedut. You open a window to infinity. And you let Hashem Yitbarach express Himself like that Rabbeinu is revealing here, that Hashem Sfatai Tiftach is Hashem. He is Sfatai Tiftach. When you open your mouth, you see Hashem. You see Hashem Yitbarach Himself. So every minute that you open your mouth in the Yitbodedut, you're bringing down the light of Hashem Yitbarach, the light of infinity, light of Ein Sof, into this world. And you help other people to connect themselves to Hashem Yitbarach, because you're bringing down the light of Hashem Yitbarach into this world again and again. You confess on your Shacharit, so you're bringing the light of Hashem Yitbarach into Shacharit concept. You do tshuva on your eyes, you're bringing more Siyata Dishmaya and more power to guard your eyes, not only for you, for a lot of people. Rabbeinu is saying in Sefer Amidot that Ta'anit is helping fast, is helping for everything. It's good for everything. It's a very good thing to fast. But then Rabbeinu is saying that Chalishut Adat, to fall in your wisdom, means to be sad a little bit, to be frustrated that your tshuva is not going on well enough like you want. That sorrow that a person has in Avodat Hashem is even greater than Ta'anit. So if fast is helping everything, so Chalishut Adat, the fact that you failed, that now you wish to be closer to Hashem Yitbarach, you want to succeed even more in your Avodat Hashem, that is even bigger than helping everything else, doing good for everything. So when a person decides, alright, I'm going to fast, so what Rabotenu taught us, that the main reward that you can have on the fast is not the fast itself, it's the fact that you give charity, donating, helping other people to eat after the fast. Why? Because when you fast alone, immediately you can fall into arrogance. So, because, okay, I'm fasting and no one knows, and I'm eating and that I'm not eating, and no one can see how I'm purifying myself and I'm achieving a lot of things. So even the fast, it can damage you when you're not connected to other people, if you don't feel the sorrow of other people. But when you donate, when you give money, when you help other people to do tshuva, so to eat after the fast, so it means that you're not alone, you cannot fall into that arrogance, because you feel the sorrow of the public. So this is why fast can do a lot of good, because you're connecting yourself to people, and you're fasting together, and you're doing good things on purifying yourself. Wonderful. But when you have chalishut hadas, you achieve something that is even higher than that. When you want to get closer to Hashem Yisbarach, you're doing something that is even better than to do good to everything else. Why? Because if now you give charity to a person, now you gave him $1,000, you helped him a lot, you done something big with him, or even you bought him a house, you gave him a house as a gift. Amazing thing, you done. But this is it. This is where it ends. It's still got measures. It's still got a certain weight, a certain size, a certain limit. But when you open a window for that person to connect himself to Hashem Yisbarach, to that charity, to that kindness, there is no end. Because if you taught a person now how to connect himself to Hashem Yisbarach, how to believe in Hashem Yisbarach, he's going to use it always. In every situation in his life, he's going to open his mouth and going to talk to Hashem. And every time that you're going to need something, he's going to know what to do. He's going to learn how to handle, to who to come, with who to consult, with who to talk. You open for him a lifeline that is going to stand with him forever. So when a person got chalishut hadas, like we said, the only solution that you have when you feel weak, when you feel down, is to pray. And when you pray, you open your mouth. And when you open your mouth, you open that window to infinity, like Rabbeinu explained. Means you reveal the faith in the world, and even if you're doing it alone. Like Rav Berlin said, that there are a lot of avrechim in his yeshiva that are there only because that he made his bodadut in the forest, close to in the Pardesim, close to their cities. So the fact that you done certain his bodadut today, you're waking up another person in Cleveland. He wakes up and he wants to do tshuva, and he decides, all right, I'm going to make aliyah. And he just made his bodadut. But in Yom HaBodedut, you bond yourself, you connected yourself to the souls of Am Yisrael, and you were praying on certain issues, and you brought some kind of shefa. And that shefa was ready to help other people around the world. And this is happening only when you have that chalishut hadas, because when you pray, that filah is fulfilling your lackings. When you lack of something, so you ask it from Hashem Yisbarach. Even if you lack of tshuva, even if you feel far from Hashem Yisbarach, you say to Hashem Yisbarach, the first request, Hashem, Sfatai Tiftach, open my lips. I have a certain chisaron, lacking. It has to fit something. You're coming because you lack of something. This is the you need Hashem to complete that thing for you. So when you do that, by the way, that the bounty comes down to your place, because you're not alone, because we all have a guarantee, we're all together, all of our Israel is one unit. This is why when the light is coming, it's washing all over the place. It's washing and growing and helping and supplying and illuminating, even to places that you're not aware to those places at all. You can do tshuva here in Jerusalem, and someone over there in New Amsterdam is waking up with a desire to do tshuva and to come back to Hashem Yisbarach, and he suddenly finds in a central station in New York, Tikkun HaKlali, on one of the benches, he opens it, and you brought it down with your Yisbodedut. You made it. You don't know. You're not aware to it. Sof davar kol nishma. In the end, after 120, then you're going to hear. Then you're going to see how many students you have, how many people are doing 1 hour Yisbodedut because of your prayers. You once asked Hashem Yisbarach in Yisbodedut, please, Ribono Shel Olam, that everyone going to know you, that everyone going to have the power to do Aliyah, to come to Eretz Yisrael. You don't know what happened in that time. In that time, Hashem Yisbarach had an amazing will, really, to open the gates. And, you know, 7 families made Aliyah just because of your prayer. And you don't know nothing. One came from Russia, one came from Ukraine, one came from United States, one came from Amsterdam, one Holland, one came from Australia. You don't know. You were never going to know. Only in the world to come. You see, they're coming. They're coming with chance.
You got it on.
There we go. new camera, new microphone. You see, we don't have microphone, and still people can hear us. It's something that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing. A lot of people, for an example, in Pidyon Nefesh, people giving money to Pidyon Nefesh, and he's saying, Hashem, I'm dedicating this Pidyon, Rosh Hashanah, whatever. I want to get married, and he writes a nice letter to Rabbeinu and everything. Mamash is super special, and he gives food, $100. He's sure this is it. He's going to buy a ring. And another year is passing, and even a couple of years, and he's not married yet. So he's got to complain. He's saying, hey, but I give Pidyon Nefesh, and Rabbeinu said that in Rosh Hashanah he can fix things that even he cannot fix in all of the rest of the year. So what's going on here? You don't know. The thing that is going on is that Rabbeinu saw that you need a bigger salvation than to get married. You think that now you need to get married. Wonderful. You're sure that this is your salvation. Only because the truth is that you also yourself don't think that it's your salvation. The truth is that you're afraid to be alone, that you're afraid what's going to happen in the future, that you're not sure that you're going to find your wife actually, that you have tavat ni'uf, lust for women, that you have a lot of issues. Your friends are getting married and you don't feel happy with their success so much, and you don't feel comfortable with the fact that you don't feel happy for them, so you already want to feel happy for yourself, and what you're going to tell your parents, and on. But actually, it's not really your salvation. You're just in so much stress that you make enough to yourself that this is, okay, that's my salvation now. But you're going to find yourself alone with that woman that she's your salvation in the house. Then you're going to, we'll see what you're going to do then. If it was your salvation, really, you're going to be so happy every day with her. You're going to go to the park. You're going to do Yibbutzot together. Everything going to be wonderful. Mama, really, it's your salvation? You don't know if it's your salvation. Mama. You're just saying that it's your salvation. And Rabbeinu, he knows the truth. When you go and you give the Pidyon Nefesh, so Rabbeinu, he knows that your real salvation is your tshuva, is your humility, is your samach bechelko, that you're going to be happy with the private supervision of Hashem Yisbarach, that you're going to know Hashem. That's your real salvation. Because when you're going to have that, so also you're going to be able to make your wife happy, and not going to need her to make you happy. That for sure cannot work. If your husband wants his wife always to make him happy, so he took a slave, not a wife. So she cannot handle, because she thought also that she now going to ride the horse. Someone going to take care. Someone going to help her. Someone going to give her a hand. Someone going to make her happy. So someone going to listen to her. And now this is it. She is not functioning. The food is not ready, it's already noon, and the house is not clean, and where are my socks, and what's going on here, and then, and on and on and on. So, for her, it becomes to be a nightmare. So, for sure, it's not your salvation. So, what was I asking for? What was I? It's not her, it's not the right wife. Okay, now needs to replace her. It's about time. Yes, if no socks, so needs to replace the wife. There's no doubt about it, simple. This is how it goes in all of the houses. So this is why Rabbeinu, he knows the truth. Rabbeinu knows what's your real salvation, what really you need. So he takes that money of Pidyon, the money that is so precious, that is so mamash, valuable, that is so huge, very spiritual, can bring salvation with it. And what he's doing with it, Rabbi Nathan is writing in Likutei Halachot, he is bringing Baalei Tshuva and Gerim to convert with your money. He takes your money and he's making salvations to other people around the world. People are going to convert by your pidyon. People are going to do tshuva and going to come to Eretz Israel with the money of your pidyon. And all of the merit of their tshuva, of their conversion, of their making aliyah, coming to Eretz Israel, all of that is going to be in your merit. And then when they're going to complete their tshuva, you're going to have enough merit to get married also. And that you're going to have peace in your house. You want to get married and to have peace in the... She's going to make you pieces, to cut you to pieces. You're not going to have peace, you're going to have pieces in your house. You cannot have shalom bayit. To have shalom bayit, you need to have a heart. You need to have sensitivity. You need to care. You need to love. You need to have a heart. You need to be humble. You need to be able to listen to rebukes, to what that she got to tell you. If she's talking to you about one thing again and again and again, and you cannot hear it because you're occupied, because you're busy, because you have to complete your tshuva, and you have to finish the Likutei Halachot, and you have to do shas, and you have to once a week, at least once a week, to do 6 hours, but mamash, you want to be tzaddik. I'm not saying a criminal wants to go to the pubs to drink vodka with his friends. I'm not talking about it. No, not at all. Righteous man. You want to serve Hashem, you want to commit yourself to Avodat Hashem. Every day you have to be right time in the mikveh, and then in the yeshiva, and the kollel, and Friday you want for the parnasah, you have to have a seder tzoraim also to learn at night and evenings and on and on, and it's only for Avodat Hashem. No, we talked about it before, that you wanted me to be Avrech. Listen, she wanted a friend. Someone to talk to her, someone to listen to her, someone to walk, to cross life with her, someone to give her a hand, someone to support her, someone to give her good words. If you're not able to do that, and you want someone to, so you need a husband, you don't need a wife. If you want someone to support you and to tell you how good you are, all of those obligations are for a husband, it's not for a wife. If you need a wife that's always going to hug you and going to kiss you and going to support you and going to mamash be there for you, so you need a husband. You don't need a wife. You're a woman. You don't have the ability to give. You don't have the ability to support and to be there for her and to love her and to appreciate her and to talk to her and to give her from your time. And if you don't have it, so you cannot have somebody, two women in the house, it cannot work. It's not happening. Forget it. It's only in San Francisco it can work. Even in Eretz Yisrael, it's not working. It's not working in Eretz Yisrael. It's not working in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it's place of Kedusha. Only holiness. And in holiness, in Kedusha, there are rules. The rules is that you receive your Shefa from Hashem Yitzbarach and you give it to your wife. And your wife, she receives it from you, and she gives it to the children. And this is how the Shefa comes down and spread and illuminating the house and making the house a nice place to live in, a place that the Shekhinah can live in that house and that people can learn Torah. And if not, only war is going to be in that house. So a person needs to believe, to count on Hashem, Baruch Hashem, you know what you're doing with me. And I need to take all of my wisdom, all of my secular tuyot that I have inside of my mind, that I think that I know all, that I know what I need, and I know what I'm lack of, and I know exactly who is the wife that I need to get married, and it's all nonsense. You saw a picture once in Vogue, and this is it, and you decided that that's your wife. You don't even remember. But this is what had actually happened to you. You once saw a woman that you were not allowed to look at her at all, at all, at all. She was forbidden on you, totally. And you saw that picture, and it carved on your contaminated heart. And this is it. You have a tattoo of that woman on your heart, and no one else, and forget it. She will not going to come. And your wife, she's going to wait. And she's going to suffer, and she's going to cry, and she's going to have complaints, and she will always going to feel second, and she doesn't even know why. This is why the main thing is to work on the heart, to purify the heart, to clean the heart, to talk to Hashem Yitzbarach, to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, bring me my salvation, give me faith, let me believe in you. Don't let me try to run the show, to be the producer of my life movie. Let me take my part and to be happy. Let me understand what's my mission. Who is my wife? Where is my house? What should I do for parnasah, for living? Where should I learn Torah? Who is my rabbi? Teach me. Don't let me decide. Don't let me tell you what I think that I should have in my life. Let me loose that grip of being on top of everything and control everything. Let me be a believer. A believer, he can close his eyes. He thinks to Hashem Yitzbarach, Adrecheni ba'amitecha, guide me in the path of your truth, not in the path of my truth. Not that I'm going to decide what's the truth and I'm going to walk until the end according to my understandings and by my way, and everyone's going to walk it. No. This is the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu to Korach. Korach is also doing long hours of his bodhidiyot. He's talking to Hashem Yitzhak for hours, on hours, on hours, thousands of hours of his bodhidiyot, of forcing Hashem Yitzhak to listen to him. Show everyone that Moshe is a liar. Reveal the truth in the world. He can talk like that for hours against Hashem, with Hashem. He's telling Hashem Yitzhak to erase himself, to erase his truth, to erase his messenger, Moshe Rabbeinu, to erase it all, and to write it all according to his will. Tell them that I am the tzaddik of the generation. Tell them that I know the truth, that they're all going to listen to me. What are you doing? What are you doing? And everyone has that kind of Korach inside of him. Like you have point of Moshe Rabbeinu inside of your heart. You have that point of Korach inside of your heart. Garden of Yearnings, Gan HaGa'aguim is explaining that way of his bodhidiyot. How to throw yourself away and to ask for Hashem Yitzhak to reveal himself inside of my life. To believe in Hashem. To count on Hashem. To let Hashem run my life. To let Hashem decide what's good for me. And for me, what that I can ask is the ability to accept it with love. Not to be angry at Hashem Yitzhak, not to be sad and frustrated, and to be afraid. What's going to be? What can happen to you? What can happen? Nothing can happen. Nothing can happen. And we have to be stubborn on that thing. Because if you're asking for your Atchamayim, you're going to receive it. If you're going to ask to believe in Hashem Yitzhak, you're going to receive it. This is why don't waste your time on asking for nonsense. Don't go and ask to get married because you don't know if it's your salvation at all. Who needs it if it's not the will of Hashem Yitzhak for me now? You're asking for parnasah, but maybe poverty is the best thing for you now. Really brings you toward Hashem Yitzhak. You can believe in Hashem Yitzhak now in a way that if you don't have money, you're going to forget Hashem. To learn Torah, you say it's the most wonderful thing, and Hashem commanded us to learn Torah. And we have to learn Torah, but also in the Torah, the Shai is written that if the person got the merit, so Zachana set lo samavet, so it becomes to, Zachana set lo samchaim. If he's got the merit, it becomes to be potion, it's curing him, it's helping him. Avalim lo Zachan, if he haven't got, purified himself, he doesn't get the merit yet. So naset lo samavet, it becomes to be poison. It's lethal poison for him. It can kill you. So now he has to learn Torah and to finish another masechet before of Pesach to have the Ta'anit Bechorot, and he needs to shnai mikav echad targum, and he has to finish. And the Maharosh was finishing the Likutei Moharan every day and the Likutei Halachot every month. And the Rav Steinman, and the Stipler Rebbe, and Rav Berland, they couldn't stop him from learning Masechet Brachot in Purim, and have to say Tikkun HaKlali at least one time a day. It's killing you. It's killing you. And before it kills you, it's killing your wife and your children. They haven't married a Talmid Chacham because you've never been a Talmid Chacham. You don't know what it means to be a Talmid Chacham. The Gemara is defining Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham is a person that was Meshamesh Talmidei Chachamim, that he was a helper of righteous people, of Talmidei Chachamim, and he was carrying the bags for them, and he was cleaning the house for them, and he was carrying the books for them, and he was fixing the Beit Midrash for them. That's a Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham is a person that the Gemara is saying that he for sure is doing tshuva every night. He's got 1 hour in Bodedut every night. That if you saw him that he was sinning, don't judge him tomorrow because for sure he done tshuva from yesterday. So a Talmid Chacham can sin. Yes, a Talmid Chacham can fall, can have failures in his life. Yes. Talmid Chacham is not a righteous man. And not a righteous man, he can fall. So your wife, she never got married to a Talmid Chacham because you've never been a Talmid Chacham yet. So don't expect her to be married, to be Eshet Talmid Chacham. She's not an Eshet Talmid Chacham. You're not a Talmid Chacham. How is she going to be Eshet Talmid Chacham? She's not a... I thought I'm going to get married to Eshet Talmid Chacham. You cannot going to be Talmid Chacham. How your wife going to be Eshet Talmid Chacham? The wife of a Talmid Chacham. You need to be Talmid Chacham. You need to be a student of a Chacham. You need to be a Talmid of a Chacham. You need to learn from a Chacham. You need to learn from his midot. You need to learn in the way that he's learning. I told you that. I was learning with Rav Shalom in his Gemara class. We saw his Yetzer Hara in class. He cannot teach Gemara. He cannot teach Gemara. This poor rabbi, Rabbi Shalom Arush Ben Yamna, Shichyeh, he's going to live long life. He cannot teach Gemara. He knows amazing how to learn Gemara. Everything is perfect with him. But he cannot teach Gemara. He doesn't know how to. Why? He's got Yetzer Hara. Yetzirah is holding him back from teaching Gemara. He cannot teach Gemara. He always sees the faces of the students and he sees that they need something else except of Gemara. So he gives them what they need. So he's talking the sugiyot and he's talking words of chizuk all of the time and cheering people up and telling them, oh, Ashrenu, we're so lucky, we're sitting, learning Gemara. And wasting hours of limud of Gemara in the chizukim that are so required for us, really needed for us. This is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing, exactly this thing. You think you need to learn Gemara, you think you need to get married, but Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that you need more chizukim, that you need more power, that you need more faith, that you need more patience, that you need to work on your attributes, on your midot, on your ability to breathe, to be happy on your simcha. So he's doing that with you before. He's working to bring you to holiness, to faith. And then there's lots of chance. You're going to be able to have a relationship, a warm, nice, lovely house in Jerusalem city soon. Amen. Amen.